concerns me a little bit. None of you know anything that I'm going to talk about tonight as far as what I'm going to compare it to. But he does. So tomorrow, I'm sure he'll call me out on something that I missed. But I want to talk about the living water. I want to talk to you a little bit about how close in comparison that us at the water treatment facility is with the Bible. Whenever the Lord started giving me this, and I was thinking, Lord, I've been there 25 years. I've spoke a number of times, but I've never spoke on the water. And I'm thinking, me and Nancy were on the way to Charlotte, and man, I would stop at a stoplight, and I was texting notes in my phone, and she said, you want me to drive? I said, no. I said, it's just when the Lord gives you something, you have to write it down. And I don't want, because I'm telling you, my mind span is very short, and I'll forget it. But I wanted to write it down. But I want to talk to you tonight a little bit about the living water and kind of compare it to drinking water, of what we do at the plant. If you will, if you turn your Bibles to John chapter 4, verse 14, and stand when you get there if you can. I'm just going to read one verse. That's most of the time I do because I'm not a real big reader. I think about people come on my job all the time, and Timothy can vouch for me. They say, man, y'all got it made. You know, we make our job look easy. That preacher stands behind his pulpit every Sunday. He makes us look easy, but it ain't easy. I can tell you that right now. I stress big time about this because when you stand behind this pulpit, God holds you accountable way high and above being out there. I promise you that. But I want to read this verse for you. It says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. God, we thank you for the opportunity, Lord. I thank you, God, for the preacher, Lord, having enough of confidence in me to ask me, dear Lord, to come up here and, God, stand before the congregation, Lord, and break the bread of life, dear Lord, open so that we can share the word, God, that maybe when we leave here tonight, dear Lord, somebody will be stronger and, God, we get closer to you. God, that's the main objective tonight. God, just move me out of the way. Use me for your mouthpiece, God. We just ask you to help Clint and them, help their family. And God, we'll praise you for what you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, there was another guy that works for me, told me one time, said he seen something, said, well, you know, you cannot make water. But whenever I thought about this and I think about the water treatment facility, and I'm going to go through it and give you some ideas of how in church we are. We have to have a source of water to treat water. We have to have a source. And our source is the Catawba River. And what that does to be able to get water from the river to the treatment facility, we have to have pumps. And we call them river pumps. And as the Lord was giving me this, I was thinking about, I go down to the river sometimes, and I watch the water go by. And sometimes that water is clean, and sometimes that water is dirty. But not all that water gets drawn into our pumps. It's the ones that are closest to the intake that actually gets drawn into our pumps. And I thought about that as us being the river pumps. And I thought about that as we walk through Walmart or anywhere else that we go, you know, we get close to people and we can spread God's word to them and tell them about God and draw them in to the church. Sometimes that water is dirty. Sometimes it's not as dirty. I pulled these samples a couple days back. This is river water. and this is river water. It's come from the same place, but at different times. I look around this congregation tonight, and I see Brother Robert. I don't know where Brother Robert come through to get to where he is today. You know, I hear some of the testimonies about how what you've been through. But I get to thinking about these two waters. You know, I was a pretty decent fella. You know, I come up in church. Got took to church. There was people in my life that kind of led me in the right direction. So I didn't have to go through all this stuff. Now, if I look at Brother Larry, he might have been like this. You know, it's the same source, you know. Amen. But some people have to go through more than what others do. Do you know why these two waters are different? Because of the stuff that was put into the river. At this time, they might have not been much being put into the river. This time, they might have been dumping all kind of stuff. It might have been right after a rain, right after a storm. You see where I'm going with this? Just stick with me because I'm going somewheres now. This is us. And I'm telling you, sometimes we come into the church, we're like this. Sometimes we're like this. Both raw water. Both come from the same source. John chapter 12, verse 32 says, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." As that water is running down that river and it gets close to that pump station, or as we're going through Walmart or going to our family reunion or a family get-together and we get close to those people and we tell them about the Lord, then you know what? They get drawn in. Not all of them do. As that water runs down that river and rushes down that river, you know what? Not all that water gets drawn into our intake. Because some of it's over there. But you know what? Right on down the river, there's another water plant with a river intake. It might get what we miss. I'm going to reach people that Larry don't reach. Larry's going to reach people that I don't reach. And as we go through life, the main thing is we have to draw them in. You know, if we go down through there and those pumps aren't running the way they should, then you know what? They might not draw the water in that they should. As we go through life, we all got drawn in the same way. Whether we were like this or whether we were like this, both of them are the same. We all come from the same place. I was a sinner, lost on my way to hell. No matter if I was like this or like this. So the water gets drawn in to the plant. You have a couple different ways that you can get water from a source to your house. What we call it surface water or groundwater. Most of you, if you own a well, you have groundwater. What I thought about there is there are people in church or like some of that groundwater. The groundwater you can't see. You put a pipe down in the ground and you draw it out and that's how the water comes to you. I don't know about you, but I want to be that type of person. Surface water is a pond or lake or river or somewhere where it's seen all the time. But we have people in church just like that. We have people, and the problem with so many churches is so many people think they run the church and run this and run that. And that's what I liked about being on this deacon board as much as I did. And that's the reason I stayed on this deacon board as long as I did. It's because we didn't think anybody was any better than the other one. We didn't think we were any better than the preacher. Like I stood up here and told Clint, whenever he got ordained, I said, look, this is the man of God. You need to leave him alone and let him be the leader of this pulpit. And that's what he does. But you know what? I thought about number two. We draw from the river, and it comes in to the river pump station. You know where we've seen it after we bring it into the river pump station? I know Timothy could call me out. We send ours to the reservoir, but we're not going to do that tonight. We're going to send it to the treatment plant because we've bypassed the reservoir. So as you're walking through Walmart and you get to talking to that person and you get to speaking to that person, you at that family reunion, you have drawn that person in. You know what you do? You bring him to the treatment plant.
Come on.
Right here in the church. Because you know why? That's where you get what you need. That's where you get the strength. That's where you get where you can go out and be stronger. You get prepared to go out. When you come into the treatment plant, whenever the water comes into the treatment plant, it's getting prepared to go out into the public. So when we bring them in here to the treatment plant, we're preparing, the preacher prepares you and prepares me to go out into the public to be a witness. Now, if I tell the preacher this, and when I get done with this, the preacher will say, no, that's no way, that's God. I understand that. But he always says that. But God uses him. Listen what it says here, number two. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, it says, not forsaking the assembly of yourself together, as the matter of some is, but exalting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. It says there that, look, we need to come together because you know why? Oh, I can sit at home and watch it on TV. I can. You can treat your water at home. You can do all the stuff that you do. I do my pool and all this stuff. But you know what? There's a few little elements that you might miss out not coming to the treatment plant. There's chemicals that we put into the water to try to clean them up. You can leave out some of the chemicals, but I'm going to tell you one thing. You better not leave out chlorine because you know why? It disinfects the water. Some of our chemical can be shut off for a little while. But you know what? The water isn't as clean as it is when the chlorine is added to it. Whenever the water comes from the river and is pumped to the treatment plant, it doesn't matter if it's looked like this or if it looks like this. It takes the exact same chemicals to clean it up. Now, it may take a little more. You know, some people have been going to church for 40 years and they're still a babe in Christ. So it may take a little more for them, but it don't matter what it is. The same exact chemicals, we put polymer, alum, to cause a coagulant in the water to where the mud will fall out. And when the mud falls out, it's treated water. This is treated water. But you know what? If you still look, you'll still see some, as we call it, flop, little particles in there. You see them in there. You still see a little bit. See, it's not finished yet. This is just treated water. It's not filtered. It's not ready to go out into the public yet. There's a few more chemicals have to be added. You know, as we come to church, there's people that goes through church that comes in, and man, they really get down here. I mean, they get involved. And they get busy. And I love it, man. I look around the Easter play, and I look around at some of these younger people that come to our church, and man, get busy. I love it. But you got to stay busy. You know, it's good that the preacher asks me to still speak, even though I could not. I'm okay with not doing it because he makes it look easy. But you know what? It makes me study more. It makes me get more prepared when I go out there in the world. Even though I'm sure Timothy probably could get up here and tell you a whole lot of stuff about me because he sees me more than my family does. But it's an honor that he would make the effort to come tonight. I tell him all the time, I said, the biggest accomplishment that I've ever received at work, and I've been there 25 years, is for when we have a Christmas get-together or employee appreciation dinner, and they text me and say, will you pray over the food?
Come on.
I'm thinking, man, you could not give me anything else. That means a lot to me. Because you know what? I've come into this church, and I've got prepared, and I've done what God would want me to do. So when I go out there in the world, I do make a difference. I do be an example, even though sometimes I feel like a failure.
Amen.
In Luke chapter 11, verse 39, it says, and the Lord said unto him, now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of raven and wickedness.
Amen.
You know what? You know what takes away that raven and that wickedness is coming to the treatment plant and being faithful in God's house and getting what you need out of God's word.
Amen.
That's what you need. We can watch it on TV, but we don't get that fellowship.
That's right.
It's okay to sit at home. I love to sit, kick back in my reclining chair. You know what? But about the time I do, them grandkids are going to start running around, distracting me. And you know what? I'm not going to get everything that I need. And I'm going to look like this. I'm still going to have stuff in my life. You know what the next point is? And Miss Joe's going to like this and the preacher would like this. After it leaves the treatment plant, it goes to our high service pumps. You know what our high service pumps do? Our high service pumps it out into the distribution system. I consider those high service pumps the preacher. The preacher stands behind this pulpit, man, and he preaches hard. Sometimes I feel like, geez, you know, can you not preach an upbeat message sometimes? But you know what? I leave here and I'm thinking, man, I really needed that, you know? I needed that. The preacher is the high service pump. The high service pumps sends it out there to where we can go out into the world and be ready. I don't know what I would do if I sat at home all the time and got distracted, didn't get what I needed all the time.
Amen.
I'd probably just continue to stay treated. Yep. And you know what that treated is? That's treated to me is about like straddling the fence.
Yep.
And you know what? You just might as well be like this.
Yep.
You know? Because we got to do the best we can. The Bible says here in Romans chapter 10, verse 14, it says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher?
Come on.
The preacher is the high service pumps. The high service pumps gets that water from the treatment plant and sends it out. If you look over Lancaster County, you can see, and the reason I know this is I text Lancaster County Water and Sewer. I asked the guy, I said, how many tanks you got out there? He said, 11. 11 tanks out there service the whole community of Lancaster and Kershaw. Not Kershaw County, but Kershaw. The downtown city of Lancaster. If 11 of us got really dedicated and went out and done what we could, what in the world could we be? What in the world could this church be? I'm talking to myself now. I'm talking to myself. Because I tell you what, sometimes I feel like the preacher says sometimes, you know, are you just going through the motions? Sometimes I think I feel like I'm just going through the motions. In 2 Timothy verse 1:11, it says, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, a preacher. How in the world can people go through life and not have a preacher? Because I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I feel like I'm doing pretty good. But when I come and I sit down right here, man, sometimes I feel like I'm nothing. You know? And I'm okay with that because I want to feel like that. Because when I go out into the world and I feel like I'm somebody, then I'm going to do it myself. You know? And then again, I'm going to be just treated. Just old treated water. It's not ready to go out into the public. Whenever I come down to this altar and I pray with people that's lost, and the preacher points down there and says, you know, hey, look, come down here and pray with these people. You know, even whenever we anoint these people, and even though I'm not an active deacon, and I talked to the preacher before, me and Brother David both asked, say, so what do we do when you anoint people? He says, look, you're still a deacon. He said, you go down and he says, you're just not an active deacon. But whenever you come down or I come down or my wife comes down or Miss Linda or anybody else comes down in this altar, they want those men around them to be as good as they can be.
That's right.
And you know what? I want to be as good as I can be. Because I want my prayer to get through for those people because they have enough of confidence in me. You know what the distribution tanks do? The distribution tanks hold that finished water, that treated water, that's finished after it's done been treated and everything is added, even the chlorine, a little more in, just to adjust the pH just a little bit. Now look, I let these set for a while, and that one right there that's treated, it still has little particles in the bottom. That one right there doesn't have anything in it because it's finished. It's ready to go out. I guarantee you the preacher can look out through this congregation every Sunday morning and he knows Sunday night and Wednesday night and he knows which ones is ready. He knows. Man, I thought about it. I said, we're probably not going to get like this until we get to heaven. But I'm going to use it for an example. You know. But you know what the storage tanks out there are, the way I looked at it? And I thought about our hearts. And I thought, you know what? Your heart is our storage tanks.
Amen.
Because you know why? What we put in here is what's going to come out. When we put that storage tank in and we fill it up, listen what it says here. It says Psalms 19 verse 11. It says, thy word hath I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You know what I always told the youth? I always told the youth, I said, you know what? You have a place within you that we try to fill with everything else, drugs, alcohol, whatever, fitting in, whatever it is. We try to fill that with everything. But you know what? When we fill it with that living water, with that water that applies to him, with that water that he talks about, it's going to come out here. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. Study. Hide that word in your heart. Study. Take it and hide it in your heart. It says that two times there. Hide it in your heart. Be ready. Look, it's good to come down here whenever these people want to come down here and get saved. It's good for whenever you bring your Bible and show them for them. But you got to have it in here, because there might be one time that you don't have that Bible. And you got to know what to say. So whenever you hide it in your heart, like those storage tanks, you know what? It's there for you when you need it. John chapter 4, verse 10, it says, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. You know what? I look out there in the world today, and I see trees, especially not right now in particular, but you wait about July. I think about how my grass just about goes dormant. And you know what? I come by people's house, and they sitting there, and man, these sprinklers are going everywhere, and Timmy can vouch for me. Whenever that happens, man, our water goes way up. We go up to millions of gallons a day trying to catch up, because everybody's putting that water on their grass. But when that living water comes from heaven, man, it perks up. But you know what? Whenever we have that, and you go out there, I talked about a heart being a storage tank. I want to think about whenever we're going through trouble, and Brother Robert gets wilted, and he starts looking puny, starts looking different. The Lord just says, here. Just give him a little bit. And you know what? He's got it in his heart already. Whenever Brother Larry's going through a hard time, you know what he does? He just opens that spout. He just gives Brother Larry what he wants, what he needs. It might just be a little bit. You can get a little 30-minute rain to do you way better than if you water your garden all the time. You know that. You let a tree grow by the water. And you know what? That water come from heaven. Amen. That water come from living water. He says there, look, when you're going through a hard time, when you can't make it to church, it's okay. Just go open that heart up a little bit and get what you need. He says that. And you know what? I don't know what I would do I didn't have it hidden in my heart sometimes. I don't know what we would do. I don't know what I would do if that was the case. And then you talk about water. If you know what, I couldn't help to think about when we up there on that, doing the crucifixion scene. And I'm standing here beside the cross, and Jesus is on that cross. And he looks up and he says, I thirst. I thirst. We have got to have that living water in our life for us to be able to make it through life in general. I'm telling you, I don't know what I would have done when I lost my mom and dad, and I talk about it a lot, but that's the most devastating things I've ever been through. If I didn't have that living water in my heart, in my body. And I know some of you have been through hard times, and I know some of you has trials. But you know what? It's that fellowship that we get here at the treatment plant. It's that message that we get from the high service pump up here that helps us through those times. It don't matter where you come from. It don't matter how dirty you are. That's what I love about this church. You know, it don't matter what you look like. Man, you come in, I hope you feel welcome. You know, we talk about that all the time. I want you to feel welcome. I'm honored to be able to go to a church like that. But he said, I thirst. I thirst. And that's what I have for you tonight. Robert will come, get a song of invitation.